I'm out there. I'm on the town.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm doing things. I'm in the community. I explained that to you before.
Okay, well.
I'm out there. You might be out there. Like, hey, that's Lou over there. Like,
that's
you,
him.
Yeah, you might just be taking the dog for a walk. You're like, that's Lou over there. He's in the community.
I see you sometimes.
You would. See, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And if, you know, depending on the ride I got, it could be very, you could distinguish it from some distance and be like, there's Lou again. He's out here in the community.
Why is he always driving?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I got places to go, places to be, expectations to fulfill. You know, it's a lot going on and it's super hot outside. I mean, these people don't need to hear it because chances, probably a lot of people watching and listening to this right now that are hot themselves, that are in some sort of spot where, but I'm just telling you, as far as around here goes, people, there's records being broken. I saw on the CP24, I was walking past, this TV was turned on. They go, Montreal breaks record for hottest day this day ever. It was like, by 3 degrees Celsius or something.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's hot, man.
Well, yeah, it is. It's been quite a hot combo for the past like week or so.
You know what I like to call it? I like to call it a hot combo. Let me take a number 3. I'll take the hot combo. I want some humidity.
The hot one, yeah.
I want some sun. I want some humidity. A little bit of everything in that combo.
Yeah.
Shout out to the barbecue place, right?
Big Bone?
Yeah, shout out to Big Bone, because they definitely got a hot combo over there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
I'm already sweating.
All right, so Will, you decided this is a comeback episode. You're coming back to full form on this one.
Really?
Yeah, you remember before we started, you said, listen, I've been down and out, but this show, this one right here, we're back in it.
What? When did I say that?
Just before we started. Oh, okay. I can't believe you forgot already.
Yeah, my memory.
iPhone 13 in screen touch ID now reportedly dead. There you go. You got your headline.
Yeah.
Dead. Touch ID dead. Apple Touch ID dead. And not, then all of a sudden I'm clicking. You see how that works?
Yeah, that'll be the title.
It's click through rate all day. Mm-hmm. Every day. Not dead, dead. Not Red Dead Revolver. Is that a game? Not dead, dead. Just dead as far as, this is the report, dead as far as the premium models go, dead as far as the higher end devices go. Report says that Apple has tested in-screen Touch ID but won't include it in a new iPhone. Okay, so let me expand on that. So the word was, maybe we're going to see Touch ID in the next iPhone. Maybe with the COVID and all that, maybe the masks interfering with the Face ID, they're going to embrace the Touch ID. Maybe they'll put it in the power button. Oh, no. Maybe they'll put it in display like everybody else been doing. New report. Nah, they're not going to do it. Face ID, they're committed. They love it. And they're going to improve it. And they're eventually going to get that under the screen. New report. New report. New report. I don't know. Mark Gurman's in on it. You know, it's in his power. The latest report comes from Mark Gurman's Power On newsletter. You don't have a newsletter like that. Well, I want, what is your power on?
My power's always off.
Yeah, Willie Doo's power off newsletter. He helps you power off.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right.
It's not a bad idea.
No, wind no. Down. It's like a chill vibe to it. It's you got the girl.
End of the day.
You got the lo-fi.
Yeah, lo-fi girl.
You got the lo-fi, a couple of lo-fi links and a couple of relaxing YouTube videos. See, you're the opposite of the algorithm. You're like,
yeah,
chilling things out. But then I don't know, sometimes I see your feed and it doesn't seem that chill.
No, a lot of weird stories.
Seems stressful at times.
Sure.
Anyway, Gurman's in on it. He says, yeah, it's the real deal. No, forget about the Touch ID. It will be there, but it's going to be there again, report, in the lower end devices. So you would see it in a power button, like you have it in the iPad Air. The rumors is coming up on the iPad Mini. Obviously, we have Touch ID on the keyboard for the new iMac M1. We have Touch ID on the laptops. I don't know. Do you have Touch ID on that laptop right there?
Yeah.
You're touching that laptop. That's how you ID yourself. But the high-end phones, apparently, it's just face unlock. You better get used to it. Forget about your mask and all that. They'll figure it out. I guess Apple's going to figure out the mask stuff. Or maybe they think, hey, this mask thing, we're not going to go on forever.
Right.
Who knows what they think? I don't know. You tell me. you tell me if that's a big deal to you or not. If you felt you needed a touch, I'm this guy. I like to have options.
Right.
I like to be able to unlock every which way. Mm-hmm. I like the face. I like the thumb. I mean, I'm flipping and I'm folding recently. Mm-hmm. So I got the thumb. I got the face. Why is Otis interested in me right now?
Yeah.
Like out
you
of
got food on you.
No, I mean this guy out of nowhere. He's like, let me go check him out, and he's getting ideas over here.
Otis.
He's getting ideas right
Herbert,
now.
Herbert, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's what I would say about it. Anyway. I don't think I'm that surprised. I don't know. They've been so resistant for so long. It's kind of like the rumor where they say, oh, they're not going to ever do USB Type-C. They'll just
right.
keep waiting until they do fully wireless. Mm-hmm. It's kind of similar to that where they become committed to a particular play and they don't want to give in, and then they just wait it out. And maybe in the meantime, Face ID can get under the screen. So it's no longer an eyesore with the notch, mm-hmm. and it can improve such that it's mostly focused around the eyes and eyebrows and doesn't need, and the mask doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Maybe they can improve it and change. So I think it's fine. They'll figure it out.
But just in your opinion, do you like the under display fingerprint, or do you like it in the back of the phone?
Well, you know what
or
I'm doing?
Is it a button?
No, I'm doing the thumb right now.
What's your favorite?
I'm doing the thumb right now.
So you like the thumb?
I like to call it a hot combo.
Okay.
Today's sponsor, DoorDash. You know about DoorDash. I've been talking about DoorDash. It's my food delivery service of choice. My goodness gracious, I can get anything on there. I'll tell you what, Will, anything. Over here, you know what I heard about recently?
Yeah, what's that?
Was crispy burgers. You ever heard of those before?
No, are they smash burgers?
No. You got it all wrong. People are going to have to go look it up anyway. Chances are, in your hood, you're going to be able to discover all kinds of fine meals, but that's actually not everything that you can do on DoorDash. You can also have DoorDash help you with, your essentials. You know what I'm talking about here, Will? The type of thing you might forget to buy at the grocery store, and then you pull into your driveway and you're like, oh my, the whole reason I went there was for the milk. You know, Mo was telling me actually recently that he went and paid for coffee in a drive-thru and drove away without the coffee.
Oh, okay.
I was like, it seems hard to do, but he somehow managed to do it. Well, this is the life equivalent, the real life regular person equivalent here. You get home from the grocery store, you forgot one essential thing that you needed. Now DoorDash can grab that for you from the convenience store. It could be some drinks. It could be a variety of other essentials that you need that you forgot. So head over. You might. What is that?
It's
Will?
A block of cheese.
Yeah, you might need that. No, I think it says personal care. I think that's soap. I think
that's soap.
Yeah, I think it's soap actually.
Oh, okay.
But it goes to show you the diversity of options that are over here. It's time for you to get back out there. But if you're not quite ready for a full blown adventure, there's still ways to explore the world from the comfort of your own home. With DoorDash, you don't need to travel far to experience something new. Get what you want to eat right to your door with DoorDash. You got tons of restaurants to choose from. I mean, I said it before, but 300,000 partners all over the world to choose from. Popeyes, Chipotle, Cheesecake Factory. It's so many. You can't even list it all. You got to go have the convenience, order something up. For a limited time, you can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code LULATER2021. That's 25% off, up to a $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code LULATER2021. Do not forget the code LULATER2021 so you get your savings and they know that we sent you. Thank you very much to DoorDash. Apple employees are organizing now under the banner hashtag Apple II. We've exhausted all internal avenues. Okay, you're going to have to break this one down for me. I know you love breaking down the news, but I have a very high level understanding. I saw the hashtag. I guess there's some kind of harassment claims inside of Apple.
Mm-hmm.
And they've
That's
gone
just
to
not being announced. It's not. They don't consider it serious enough. Apple themselves,
the executives or
directors,
whoever would be in
HR, really.
Oh, those people.
Yeah.
Did you ever experience like an HR thing? Because you worked at companies before, not like this. Whatever this sideshow is.
Yeah. Otis is our HR.
Exactly. You go talk to Otis. He's like.
Yeah.
Did you ever work at a company that had an HR? Or were you were always at startups and stuff.
I was at startups. I did work at Bell, big corporation.
Whoa.
Yeah. What it's kind of like similar to Verizon.
Yeah, yeah. What happened to you there?
I don't know. Just worked there.
Oh.
It was part of their like internship program.
Oh, so you never had an experience with HR. You never had to complain again. Did people complain about you? Maybe they did.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I wouldn't know.
It's quite possible.
But.
Anyway, I thought maybe you'd have a cool story for us there.
No, well, unfortunately.
Thanks for coming through on
They're
that.
Very corporate.
Thanks for coming through on that. Okay, here's the quote. For too long, Apple has evaded public scrutiny. The truth is that for many Apple workers, the culture of secrecy creates an opaque, intimidating fortress. Wow, this is a hefty, some Game of Thrones stuff over here. When we press for accountability and redress to the persistent injustices we witness or experience in our workplace, we are faced with a pattern of isolation, degradation, and gaslighting. No more. We've exhausted all internal. This sounds like a threat. We've exhausted all internal avenues. We've talked with our leadership. We've gone to the people team. We've escalated through business conduct. Nothing has changed, and it's time to think different. Ooh, with that last line there, I think Tim Sweeney's going to link up with these ones.
Yes.
Hey, Sweeney loves this right now.
Yeah.
He's on Twitter just retweeting and hashtagging.
Some sort of civil war.
Only about 15 current and former Apple employees were directly involved in the organizing effort. This morning, the organizers launched a website and Twitter account and sent the news out on a 200-person Discord server for Apple employees and contractors. So, hey, man, that's all it takes. 15 people, if they are mad enough. This is not real. Is that their actual Twitter?
Yes.
It has 275. Are you sure?
Yes.
Global fruit stand?
Well, they just started. Oh, my God, they doubled. Look at that.
What do you mean they doubled? In the time since we just started talking about it?
Yeah.
Or did you have that page preloaded?
It was preloaded like an hour, maybe half an hour ago.
All right, well, they're booming.
So, yeah, they're gaining.
But what is this, the global fruit stand? Are they joking? Like, it also feels so serious that you wouldn't put that as your location.
Yeah. Hey, maybe I should DM them and see what's going on here.
Also, the picture, and I don't know. Now I'm skeptical. I just feel, from a marketing standpoint, if they want to be taken seriously, I'm not super sure about some of those choices.
Well, they have a website too.
All right.
Okay. Just so you can report anything. If you work at Apple, you have a story.
A group of Apple workers have joined together to organize and protect ourselves. We are asking fellow Apple workers who want to see real change at Apple to share their stories. When our stories are collected and presented together, where was I? They help expose persistent patterns of racism, sexism, inequity, discrimination, intimidation, suppression, coercion, abuse, unfair punishment, and unchecked privilege. Oh, that's the corporate keywords right there.
Yeah.
They just got all the check marks on the corporate keywords. So I don't know. What can Apple do, man? They can't. They got to go talk to these people, I guess. This is not good news, is it?
Yeah. It's also flanked by this headline as well.
Was that a segue, Will?
Kind of. But it all kind of ties together.
Are you feeling a little bit extra nimble today because of your new keyboard? Is that is that in any way contributing to this segue right here?
I feel more more effective and efficient.
Oh my! Okay, so I just gotta give them a brief one. We got a video coming out. Company is Mountain. The product is Everest Max, which is the keyboard that Willie Doo is typing on right now. He switched his keyboard. It was a big deal. It takes place in the Unbox Therapy video. He taps every key switch. I'm not going to tell you exactly which key switch he's using right now, but we went through it all. We tapped a bunch of keys on keyboards looking for the ultimate configuration, and he's using it right now. And I've never even seen him like this before. And I've seen him many days. I see this guy, and most of the time, you know, it's no big deal. Most of the time, he's just into his own business. But ever since he got this keyboard, it's been a massive turnaround.
Sure. I just started using it like 5 minutes ago, but
it's been a massive turnaround.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
See what I'm saying?
There's a lot of cool features.
You got this huge smile on your face right now.
Mm-hmm.
You got this huge, this big smirk on your face right now.
Yeah, that means I'm happy.
Because you tap a few keys over there.
Yeah.
It's a very cool keyboard. You got to, I mean, there's too much to go over in this. With the accessories, it's modular. It's there's magnetic things that slap on. You really got to go watch the video. I don't even know if the video's out when you're watching this, but it should be. And if it is, go watch that video or watch it right after.
Yeah. Just to kind of touch on this, apparently there's a wage gap between men and women.
Internal survey at Apple reportedly shows evidence of a wage gap between men and women. Look at their headquarters campus there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is so...
You can frolic in the grass.
Is there glass there or is that open?
I think it is glass. You see the reflection.
But it looks seamless.
Yeah.
So crazy. Imagine that custom, getting that custom glass for there.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, yeah, scroll down. An employee-run internal survey at Apple indicates the company is still facing pay equity problem among its employees, according to a new report from... Man, The Verge is just chopping up Apple today. Mm-hmm. Around 2,000 Apple employees opted into the survey. 6% wage gap between salaries and of men and women who responded. 2,000 employees, I guess. There's more than that at Apple, but... Apple engineer Cher Scarlett shared results of the survey on Twitter and with The Verge. The publication of the survey results comes after Apple reportedly banned any further internal surveys.
Yeah, don't do that. No more surveys to be had.
Scarlett and a small group of other Apple employees will repeatedly present the data to Apple later this year. Said the goal of the survey was not to draw definitive conclusions. Can we see the survey?
Mm-hmm.
We can see the actual survey. Male versus not. This doesn't tell me much here. Will.
No.
What's going on here? Oh, here we go.
This one.
Oh, God. This is quite a thing here.
Yeah. But it's mainly, based on this article, it's mainly focused on the tech jobs. That there's such a big difference between the wage.
Oh my God. Look, they got everything. They got male, non-male, white, non-white.
Yeah.
Disclosed disabilities. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what do you want me to do here? Well, I mean, what do you want me to do with this? They have
just
some
bad news.
They have so many employees. Imagine trying to absolutely balance this thing in every department and every it's quite a task. That's what I'm gonna say about that.
Yeah, when you're dealing with thousands of workers,
it's quite a task, and you're trying to evaluate exactly what kind of performance you're getting out of every single individual and then balance things out in some regard. I don't know what you want me to tell you about this, Will. I think running a company of that scale is, not something I have any experience with. I mean, this place, I can't even keep it together.
Yeah, we have 5 employees.
I can't even keep this place together.
And a billion dogs.
This place, somehow I hired more dogs than people.
Yeah.
Like, somehow. I don't see. Uh-huh. So that should go to show you where I'm at. The internal survey here is like too many dogs.
Exactly. Report that to HR.
It's a tab on the thing. He's like, we're not happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Foldable phones have arrived. Samsung has the pre-order figures to prove it. Yes, I saw this article, and I've been using the Z Fold 3. Of course, intimately because we put the video together. Did you try to refocus the camera when I went back there? Because I came back here now. So good luck trying to chase me around. I'm too quick for that. I've been using a Z Fold 3. You saw the video me and Will did, and we had fun with it. And I've been using it ever since, actually, with the SIM card and everything. I am having fun with it. I'm getting a lot of people asking questions. They say, hey, what's up with that? Looks cool. Should I get one? Blah, blah, blah. Your usual stuff, Will.
Sure.
And then I'm curious because I'm thinking to myself, are people ready? Are we at a generation now where there's going to be more adoption, where people feel more confident because it's not as bleeding edge. It's not as fringy. Do you know what I'm saying here, Will?
Mm-hmm.
Where you got stressed out early because you're like, I'm going to spend $2,000. First of all, the price was higher.
Yes.
Second of all, you have reports, durability issues right out the gate. People were talking about dust, and they're just like, are these things really going to fold? How long are they going to fold for? Are we folding now? Whatever, the questions.
Yeah.
And then it seems there's some greater level of confidence right now if you look at the pre-order figures. But I don't know. These are Korean numbers, and it's another survey. I mean, it's not the same as Apple's survey, but it's another. The Korea Herald reports that the two new models have accumulated 450,000 carrier reservations as of Sunday and could hit 600,000 as the pre-order period wraps up in the country today. It's estimated that another 200,000 SIM-free units have been claimed. At one local carrier, 49% of Fold 3 reservations and 57% of Flip 3 reservations are said to have come from customers aged 20 to 39, the crucial demographic.
Interesting that it's almost 50-50 for the Fold 3 and Flip 3.
People are loving that Flip thing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Listen, if Samsung gives me that one, because I only have this one right now, don't I? I might throw the SIM in that one just to see what it's like.
Yeah. I mean, Austin likes the Flip.
Austin been on the Flip since day one.
The Flip, right.
He's been on the Flip since day one. Anyway, they're saying that compared to the Fold, Z Fold 2, S21, and Note 20, we're seeing 10 times stronger demand for the upcoming Galaxy Z models. 10X, Will? Did you say 10X, Will?
That's very impressive.
Sounded to me like a hot combo.
Or a Fold.
Sounded to me like they just put out a hot combo, Fold and Flip.
I'll try one of these. I'd like to.
You might try something like that.
Yeah. The Flip? Maybe the Flip?
Interesting they included the 50% gain on the Note 20. I think now that you have the pen input over here, a lot of Note customers would be like, okay, that's my option for the pen now. Anyone who loved the pen can be over here now on this one.
Yeah.
Well, I got the later case on here too. Okay. This is Gen 1. It still needs to be modified.
Oh.
But Gen 2 this week for me, and then pre-order shipping out for everybody else.
Right on.
So latercase.com/...
Is it up there?
Galaxy Z Fold. I don't even know what the slash is. Promoting my own thing. I don't know what the slash is. You probably got to go to Samsung Galaxy cases in the top right there. And then Z Fold. There it is. Yeah, look at that. Right there. Cyber Edition. This is the one you want. The one I'm waiting on too. Z Fold 3. Look at that. Looking real nice. And slim and everything else. So you're going to get those soon anyway, if you were curious. What we got next? Oh, and by the way, so congrats to Samsung, because I love seeing the new stuff get some attention and interest from people. I'm an enthusiast, Will. I've been here for, how long I've been here?
Yeah.
No, how long I've been here?
Quite a while.
I need to know in years.
1,000.
That's a big number.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go with 47.
No.
Instagram is ditching swipe up gesture to access links. It will replace with stickers next week.
Mm. So no more swipe up.
Whoa. That swipe up thing was always a little.
Yeah, it's weird.
Swipe up, you know. Ah, yeah. I would have to put it in. I'm promoting a video. Go watch the video. Crazy new video. Swipe up. Uh-huh. And that's the voice it would be in my head when I was seeing the swipe up thing. Starting August 30th, swipe up links will go away. To add a link to your story, use the new link sticker. So there's a designated sticker. With Instagram finally getting rid of the swipe up links feature, it will be one less function differentiating users with more than 10K followers or verified from other Instagrammers. So the sticker is going to be available to all users. Mm. I did not know that the swipe up was a special feature only for certain individuals. I thought everybody had that.
The prestige.
It was a prestigious feature.
The inner circle.
Okay. Well, anyway.
That's kind of cool.
I guess it's cool that everybody gets the sticker now because, I mean, you look at, is that person promoting their restaurant? See, I like that. LittleLemon.com. Maybe it's not their restaurant. I don't know. The dish is, what are they selling? Either way, I like the idea that small businesses can take advantage of it now, promoting their websites and things like that, as opposed to only verified accounts and big accounts and things like that. And maybe the sticker is simpler than the swiping thing.
Mm-hmm.
People know how to click a sticker, don't they?
I hope so.
Visa, they're into the crypto punk. What did they get? Which crypto punk did they get? Well, is it a good one?
7610.
Oh, it's a banger. Yeah.
That's the one, right?
They nailed it.
That's the one you wanted?
I can't believe they got it before I did.
Yeah.
What'd they pay for it? Was it 350,000?
No.
100. How about the loud ringtone? See, you're not going to miss this one. That's the thing. You have no excuse missing that one. I'll be like, no, I was recording. And then the person's going to be like, sure, bud, you always say that. And I'm like, no, you could check the video recording. I was recording.
Like, yeah, that really jolts you.
It's almost like Otis barking.
Mm-hmm. That'll definitely perk me up.
He hasn't barked in a while.
I get electrocuted?
He hasn't barked in a while.
Nah, hey? Yeah. I mean, knock on wood.
What's going on with that? Should I bang my foot a little
bit?
Oh,
there? Boy. Don't do that.
Nah, I didn't get him. All right. Way to go, Otis. Oh, maybe I got a little bit.
He's licking the ground.
Yeah, all right. Never mind. Good job, Otis.
Yeah.
Visa spent $150,000 to buy a unique work of art, and in doing so, took its first step into the metaverse, a nascent online world that promises to transform the internet into a virtual reality.
So before you read on, I just kind of want to see what it looks like.
Yeah. And then someone else says $166,000. Like, what is the actual amount? That's the one.
So you bought that.
Yeah.
It's,
I was in the market for that myself.
Right.
They want to be cool, right? Like I get it. They're trying to send a signal, strong signal. Instead of canvas or marble, the pixelated artwork named CryptoPunk 7610 is what's known as a non-fungible token. One of the 10,000 24 by 24 pixel images of the CryptoPunk collection generated algorithmically. Visa's first NFT is an avatar of a female character distinguishable by a mohawk, large green eyes, and bright red lipstick. I somehow pre-read that as pink and said brink instead of bright pink, even though it was bright red.
Happens to the best of us.
The brain, the human brain. However, the company didn't actually custody the 49.5 ETH paid for the token or the asset itself. Instead, newly licensed bank Anchorage has helped facilitate the deal and importantly became the first known U.S. bank to custody one of these novel assets. Oh, so edgy.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, here's the way I look at it. Can I just tell you the way I look at it, Will?
Sure.
It's marketing, man. Look at me and you. We're Visa this and Visa that.
Yeah.
Crypto. Here's the word crypto. All right.
Let's put Visa and crypto together.
Okay, so we got the word crypto.
Yeah.
Which is this whole big universe. And then we have something that at the moment seems to be most indicative of that world, which is the CryptoPunk artwork, right?
Mm-hmm. Which is very crypto.
It's very crypto.
Yeah.
So it's like legit crypto. It's like, I'm quite crypto. So you want to do some marketing, get some coverage, get some press. Well, typically eyeballs will cost you if you're a company like Visa. You got a big marketing budget. You know, you see the commercial. What is it? The Olympics? They're like, Visa made it possible. Provided by Visa. Mm-hmm. Supported by Visa. Brought to you by Visa.
Yeah.
Your memories made possible by Visa. Your birth made possible by Visa.
It's like, oh, I support Visa.
Well, this is for a different community, and it gets the news stories, and it's over here, and we're talking about it. And what did they do? They spent $150K for Visa. Who cares? $150K for Visa.
Mm-hmm.
They got a good deal. It's the way I look at it. I think you should consider doing the same, Will.
Are you... What do you think that they're going to do about it? Like, after they spend $150K with this NFT, it's like, are they going to sell it, or you think they're going to keep it?
No. Yeah, it's just
like a badge of
honor?
It's just
something that's associated with them now. Yeah. They might use it in an ad campaign. They might put it on a billboard somewhere, like Visa, the first major card to engage with, I don't know, Will.
Right.
They're just the cool card company now.
It's like a marketing stunt. Like the Doritos. Puffy Doritos.
Well, that one, I mean, you missed the mark on that one. But not even a stunt in this case. They actually did it. They actually did it. Right. They got the street cred that they're looking for because they got all the coverage they were looking for. I mean, I don't know if they're going to get the street cred they're looking for, but they got the coverage they're looking for. And I think they got a deal at 150K. And I think you should take this tactic and it should be like Willie Doo buys CryptoPunk 8802. And all of a sudden the Forbes is going to talk about you.
Yeah, maybe I should.
Can we check out what 8802 is? Let's see what you would be in the market for.
Crypto.
I just came up with an, I really don't know. Oh, which one this is? Oh, female. And she has green things around her eyes.
How much is this one here?
$500. Not too bad. Hey, offer. Wait, the last time it was sold was only 106, but an offer for 507 was withdrawn. But that's 2017. Good luck to you. Well, you're not getting a deal here. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
PayPal, speaking of crypto, PayPal has launched a cryptocurrency service in the UK. PayPal will let British customers buy, hold, and sell digital currency starting this week. It marks the first international expansion of PayPal's crypto product since it launched in the US last year. PayPal is one of many firms taking a leap into the mostly unregulated world of cryptocurrencies. I've been thinking about PayPal for a long time in terms of crypto, because even myself and yourself, when we were talking about Cardano the other day, and I don't know what else, and I was saying to you, you know, PayPal has had this somewhat reliable connection to your bank account for most of us that bother with PayPal for years. I mean, I was goofing on eBay 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you were a child.
I mean, it feels like it. Maybe that's an exaggeration, but it's not that crazy.
Not too far off.
I think probably when I was 16, 17, I think I started selling things on eBay.
Oh, right.
Maybe 18, but let's not split hairs here.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Almost 20, it could have been 15 years ago.
So you're a big fan.
Of eBay or PayPal? No, I'm just saying digital money, digital transactions and things, they've been facilitated by PayPal for a long time. And I've been thinking, hey, missed opportunity. They should have been so fast on the crypto thing. Mm-hmm. Should have been the very first and figured out. They could have even been an exchange. I don't know. Maybe it was hard. Mm-hmm. I have to put that piece in because of regulation and such, and the Coinbase stuff just opened up. But PayPal is this monster in terms of brand recognition. Mm-hmm. Absolute monster. And so to me, that represents opportunity to evolve. And obviously they're doing it. Here's a quote from PayPal's general manager for blockchain, crypto, and digital currencies. He says, it has been doing really well in the US. We expect it's going to do well in the UK. PayPal's crypto feature lets customers buy or sell Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, or Litecoin with as little as one British pound. Users can also track crypto prices in real time and find educational content. I mean, they saw that evaluation with Coinbase. They said, listen, you listen here, Coinbase. Mm. We want to do that too.
Mm-hmm. But let's start in the UK.
No, they're in the US. They launched in the US in October of last year.
Oh, okay.
They're expanding now into international markets. A thing that Coinbase would love to do too. And, has been doing. So it's an arms race.
Oh. Interesting. How come they don't promote it in the US?
What do you want, a billboard? How do you want to find out?
Well, yeah, I do.
Okay. They can put should they buy a CryptoPunk? If they bought a CryptoPunk, you know about
sure,
it.
Sure, yeah. I'll be the first to know.
All right. You can buy 8802 and then sell it to PayPal, and then you'll know about it. Uh-huh. Sony's new PS5 model is lighter and doesn't need a screwdriver. I heard about this. The revised models have started appearing in Australia already. Mm-hmm. Would you look at that? So no screwdriver. Well, that's a welcome. It's a thumb screw now. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't love a thumb screw? You go reach down. You got to get in there and you find yourself a thumb screw.
Yeah.
It's so satisfying. It is very convenient. I don't have to go find the tool. Mm-hmm. It is, however, a thumb. If we really want to analyze it, you can still put a flathead into that thumb screw if it's over tightened or something like this. It's an option for you. So the new PS5 ship with a CFL 1102 or CFI, a CFI 1102A model number instead of the CFI-1000 found on the original. Oh, interesting.
So it's a little bit lighter as well.
How did they do it? 0.6 pounds lighter. More plastic? Less metal?
Yeah, they did. They didn't say, but also the stand changed slightly with the hinge.
Does it grip better?
They didn't say that, but judging by how it looks, I feel like the old one grips better because it hooks like downwards.
I see that.
A little bit.
But the other one looks a little, maybe it's a little tighter on the initial bend. I don't know. I would assume that if you're going to make changes, you would make improvements.
Yes.
I'm going to assume. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'll have to wait and maybe they're showing up in Australia first. Maybe if I got probably have to buy another one of those pretty soon. Mm-hmm. I'll let you know what happens. Well, I'll go looking for a thumb screw.
Sure.
RTX 3090 owner finds old glove inside $1,500 GPU. Old glove?
It's one of those finger gloves.
Oh, I was going to say. It's looking like something else over there. And all of a sudden, I'm wondering what you're trying to do to me over here.
That'll be funnier.
So somebody, imagine this. You just paid for a new RTX 3090 Founders Edition. You plug it in, boot everything up, and wait. Why is my super expensive GPU running at 230 degrees? Oh my God, the finger glove was on the actual thermal paste. Thermal paste,
yeah.
Oh, did he crack it open?
Well, no, I'm sorry. It might have not been in the thermal paste, but in the card itself.
I know, in the card itself, he cracked it open.
Yeah.
Well,
so it wasn't on like the CPU.
Hang on a second here. The sort of thing is pretty rare, but it does happen. It was the thermal pads. They're basically small bits of plastic or tape that are supposed to be removed before the GPU is shipped to users.
Mm.
After rolling the device and taking his GPU apart to replace the thermal pads, which you will read if you have thermal issues, you will hear online on Reddit and stuff, they'll be like, okay, you know, if you really want to give it a shot, you can replace the thermal pads. He discovered a finger glove hidden inside the thermal pads. Wow. That's no fun. I mean, you are kind of happy that you found the problem, but it's definitely no fun.
I'm surprised it didn't melt the glove into like the circuit board.
At 230 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I know why my memory temps easily, so it was over top of the memory. Mm-hmm. I know why my memory temps easily hit 110°C very, very fast. Now they stay at 86°C max after 1.5 hours of stress testing. Also, the core dropped 10°C from 75 to 65. Interestingly, NVIDIA at first followed procedure and refused to honor the card's warranty because he had taken the GPU apart. Well, now he's on the internet. Now he's on Kotaku.
Yeah.
So.
And they're like, fine.
Yeah, like, we'll take care of you.
Give you a warranty.
This guy's all over Kotaku with our finger glove in there. I mean, of course, this has to happen from time to time, but
yeah. You
just don't want to be that guy.
So they gave him a refund, and they told him to keep the card. If it's broken, then... you know, whatever, but if you manage to fix it, then just keep it.
The money and the card.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this guy.
Yeah.
Doing well for himself.
Yeah.
Drake responds to Kanye West leaking his home address. All right, so this beef started, there was a line on a new Trippie Red song where Drake said something about Kanye. And then Kanye... replied in a group text where he included Pusha T. Oh, there you go. You got it all in here.
Yeah.
And he said, I live for this.
Some profanity.
You will never recover, I promise you. In a picture of the Joker from the recent Joker film.
Yes.
And then there was some talk about a green watch because apparently Virgil gave Drake a green watch and Kanye, I guess, wants a better one or whatever. But anyway, so I guess this escalated to Kanye West then leaking or doxing Drake by sharing his address. Now, how did he do this? Was this on social media? Like, where did he post that, the address?
I believe it was on social media somewhere. Either Instagram. It's just a picture of the address.
Ye took to Instagram to share a screenshot of what appears to be a group text message. Okay, we saw that. In the early hours of the morning, Drake seemingly responded. Okay, play the Drake clip. This is him responding, laughing, driving and laughing. Okay, okay, that's it. That's all there is, that's all there is to it. Yeah. Right? He's just laughing for 6 seconds while driving in some kind of convertible. He's laughing probably because, I don't know, did he put a caption to that, by the way? Nope. Or no? He's laughing because everyone knows where Drake lives. Mm-hmm. We can speak on that because we're from around the corner. And in Toronto, it's well known where Drake lives.
Yeah.
You can just roll up over there. In fact, the story I was going to tell is I rented a house on an Airbnb for a bachelor party, which the backyard was literally Drake's house.
Oh, nice.
On a bridal path. And
you hopped the fence.
And doesn't matter how loud it is over here or anything like that. And they're like, oh, no, Drake's house is always loud over there. Or something.
Yeah,
along,
he's cool with it.
Something along these lines. It's a lot of big houses, mansions, things like this over there. But it's a distinctive house. I mean, they documented the whole building of it. He's had hosted
music videos in there,
hosted events, post game parties when the Raptor stuff was going on. So, what was that post? If anyone tries to kill me, it was
Drake. That's Drake.
What is this? We got more drama and many stories going on here.
It's some of the posts. It's weird. I mean, this guy died already.
Yeah. Well, obviously, Kanye is trying to hurt him in some way. And I don't know if I'd want to be beefing with Kanye because he's a little unpredictable at the moment, mm-hmm. I would say. A little unorthodox at the moment. I don't think that's a stretch. But either way, Drake thinks it's funny. Uh-huh. He's laughing about it for the time being. Mm-hmm. So he just posted that 21 Park Lane Circle. That's it.
Yeah. Huh. And then he deleted it quickly afterwards. Well, if you ever want to visit Drake.
Well, I wouldn't recommend that. I know there's actually a woman got arrested out front there not long ago.
Yeah.
So that's definitely not something I'm going to recommend.
Yeah.
But it's well known where he's at.
Okay. So last story, I don't want to reveal it, but,
you don't want to reveal it. You're going to have to at some point here.
Yeah. Eventually. Best city in the world. What do you think it is?
On what metric? What are we judging it on?
Just best city.
Just best city, period?
Yeah,
to live
in the world.
To live or to visit?
No, the best city.
Oh, okay. You're going to
like safe. Okay, let's just say safest city.
Safest is way different than best.
Okay.
What I need to know is this language really matters here before I guess.
Safest city in the world.
Geneva.
Geneva, okay. What's the second?
I would feel bad to pick two cities in Switzerland. Copenhagen.
You're close. It's actually Toronto.
Oh.
But Copenhagen is first.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, then why? Oh, Toronto's the second.
Yes.
And I got Copenhagen. I'm pretty happy with that.
But you didn't get Toronto, though.
No, I didn't. I know Toronto's really safe, but it's funny that I felt the way you phrased the question made it seem like it was going to be a hard thing to guess, which took me out of the... But I should have known because you're probably likely to be reading the local news.
Sure, yeah.
Anyway, the new list for 2021, courtesy of The Economist, takes into account a slew of factors from digital infrastructure and personal security to environmental security and COVID-19 health security. Toronto managed to notably improve since it was last evaluated in 2019. It came in sixth. I'm sure any of these cities in the top 10 are exceedingly safe.
Mm-hmm.
A total of 60 cities were assessed. This is why Drake was laughing. He's like, my city's so safe.
Yeah, he's so happy.
He's like, you can't. Nothing gonna happen over here. 60 cities were assessed based on 76 different indicators this year, and Toronto ended up with a score of 82.2 out of a potential 100, compared to Copenhagen's 82.4. After performing best in the new bracket, which is measured by looking at a city's plan for sustainability, move forward waste management systems, and more. Very cool. Do we have a full list? Can I see the full list?
I don't think so.
Oh, wait. There we go. Yeah. Yeah. Copenhagen, Toronto.
Not the full list, but.
Singapore, Sydney, Tokyo, Amsterdam, Wellington, Hong Kong, Melbourne, Stockholm. I didn't get my city in Switzerland on there.
It's a huge list. It's probably on the list.
Well, I'm sure it's on the list, but I wanted it. I obviously thought it would be. I've known people from Switzerland, and I traveled through there a little bit, and I was like, damn, man, this place is quiet and peaceful. And I mean, the Copenhagen one is relatively well known too, with the bikes and everything. Everybody's on the street.
With more bikes, it's friendlier.
I don't know. It's just a lot of bikes. And Toronto, people don't realize, you know, it's for those that haven't visited, it's kind of wild. You're out at night, and
I'm very surprised.
Oh, are you?
I for some reason, I'm just very surprised.
So do you feel unsafe in this city?
In a way, yeah. There's some unfortunate areas.
There's always going to be areas, but we got him! And it was nothing. He responded to nothing. I did nothing there. Don't blame me for that. No. I've obviously, any place you go, there's going to be areas that are riskier than others. But generally speaking, in this city, you're feeling pretty safe, man.
It's not too bad.
Well, it's number two on the list, man. Are you questioning their method here? They got Toronto number two, man.
I thought Tokyo, Japan would be really safe.
It is.
With the bikes, not blocking them or anything.
I'm sure when you look at the index on this, it's going to be all very close in these. Look at those cities, man.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very close across the board there. And some of them are going to get extra points for one thing, and others are going to get extra points for another. But you could visit any of these places, man.
Yeah.
Guy like you, Willie Doo, they take you right in any of those places.
Yeah.
Drake will even have you over at his house.
I can't wait.
And he'll even laugh if you try to dox him. So what does that tell you?